Denver's bringing the number one defense in the NFL to town this week, and they're coached by Wade Phillips, who I'm sure you're very familiar with. What makes their defense so good?
Well, they're playing at a high level. They're rushing the passer and getting after him. Playing the run well, too, so you're right. They're a top-notch group.
You hear from other people around the league that the Broncos may be the quickest, fastest defense, maybe in recent memory. Have you seen that in film?
They're definitely quick. They made a lot of plays in four games, so I'd say they're riding high.
We've got a couple of games where their defense was responsible for the game-winning score on turnovers. What can you do to prevent turning the ball over against a group like this?
Well, we've got to stay true to our values and our habits. Good ball security and make sure that we put our guys in good position to be successful, you know, game planning wise and scheme wise.
Is there a key fundamental involved for an offensive lineman dealing with someone like either Miller or Ware to keep them under control in terms of the pass rush?
Well, I think you just got to rely on your technique and have good eyes and make sure that you prepare well and know any tendencies or anomalies they may put on film. So we're doing our work this week. We look forward to putting our best foot forward on Sunday.
Coach Tice said one of the reasons the sack numbers are very low for you guys is the athleticism of the players along the offensive line. How do you see them matching up with the Broncos pass rushers?
Well, it's going to be a tough matchup for us. We're looking forward to it. But it'll be a good test for us here in week 5. Glad they're coming to town, so we're looking forward to it.
The fact that you have two real good solid edge rushers of your own, that you can, I don't know how much you practice against them first team in the regular season, but is that of any advantage at all, or any help at all, that you're going to play guys like Miller and Ware?
What you say definitely helps, and Coach Del Rio believes a lot in that we go ones versus ones each and every week, not just on one day, but multiple days throughout the week of practice. So that's a good way to prepare because you are going against, elite guys that are playing with the first team on Sunday.
And picking Alden and Khalil, and that's as good as you can get in terms of simulating.
That's good work. That's good work during the week, definitely.
Running game is fits and starts this season. When you have a good game and not so good the next, how important is it going to be to run the ball against the Broncos to keep them from hitting your ears back and coming after your quarterback?
Very important. And the run game is a process. We're evolving as an offense and growing, and we definitely want more consistency, in all phases, but definitely in the run game.
You expect Latavius Murray to bounce back after last week?
Well, we're hoping to. I know he's working real hard to get through this week and get back to being healthy and getting back to his standard of performance.
As a quarterback guy, what about Manning stands out in your mind? Do you enjoy watching him? He does really well. Do you think really makes him an elite guy?
Well, the longevity is impressive. Just been doing it for years and years and years at a high level. Being available, and then just the consistency of the production. I think Jack talked about him yesterday, so it's exciting to face a guy like that here as his career winds down.
Bill, the opening game, I think it was the Thursday night game, he looked very questionable, erratic at the very opening moment. Everybody's thinking this is the year he's finished, and he comes back strong. So do you see anything that would indicate his career is closing down?
I haven't seen too much of them, Art, but I would speculate they're going through some of the processes that we're going through as well with a new system. We all want things to be instantaneous because that's the way life is these days. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week, but we've got to keep working. I'm sure they are of the same mindset. There's going to be some ebbs and flows to the season and each and every game. So they're probably working through similar issues that we're working through in our new system at the same time.